A 40-year-old man who's so concerned about your rights, he fought for you to buy beer on Sundays. God bless him.
First step to solving any problem is recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number, it's The Sully Show. Live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Sully Show, noon to 2. Every weekday here on 640 WGST. Every Friday, a little bit after 1 o'clock. Limpert Tech. Not a school in North Carolina, although it sounds like it could be. Rather, the name of our technology segment with Rick Limpert, who joins us from an undisclosed Starbucks location in North Fulton County. Rick, buenos dias to you, senor.
Hey, Sully. Limpert Tech is 2-2. We're looking to get over 500 this weekend, so wish us luck.
Hey, and you had that running back of yours up over 100 yards last week. Not bad.
Yeah. He's on pace for 1,000 this year, so we're watching. The scouts are watching him pretty closely.
Rick Limpert, of course, covering news and sports right here in Atlanta for Yahoo News. You see his work in a number of different places, including Everything Georgia, GA followers on Twitter, also periodically in the AJC. On Twitter, his handle, Rick Roswell. Rick, next week you are heading to do a little vacationing and a little work. Explain.
Yeah, a little work / vacation in Jacksonville. A lot of people here in Georgia know Jacksonville, of course, is the host of the Georgia-Florida game and a big bowl game come New Year's Day. So I'm going down there to do a little reconnaissance and get some information for a few preview pieces for a lot of the Georgians that'll be heading to Jacksonville for some sporting events. So I hadn't been to Jacksonville in a few years, and we'll see what's going on down there.
Well, if there's anyone who is adept at merging work and vacation together, it is certainly Rick Limpert, and we're glad to be talking with him right now, as we do every Friday, a little bit after 1 o'clock. Rick, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. As everybody is well aware, everyone and everything going pink to call attention to breast cancer and survivors, and that includes some gadgets, clothing, and sporting equipment. A lot of companies donating proceeds to the cause, right?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. We see the NFL being really active with the players wearing, you know, pink wristbands and towels and gloves and such. And a lot of other companies have been involved. This has been going on for years. They've been involved with the breast cancer awareness. And we'll start it out with the WWE, the professional wrestling. I mean, say what you want about professional wrestling and that whole organization, but they raise a lot of money for charity. And they really get on board with breast cancer awareness and the Susan G. Komen Foundation. So WWE merchandise that is in the cancer campaign, the pink shirts and everything else pink they sell, they're going to donate 20% of all the sales to the Susan G. Komen Foundation to help breast cancer. So hats off to the wrestlers and the WWE for this month.
Yeah, another thing that they're doing too, as you check out online with your purchases, you have the option then to add a little more on, and that what you add on will go directly to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. A really good idea. KitchenAid, big company, great products. They're stepping up and helping out as well.
Yep, and they have a pink line of kitchen gear that you can get, and that's their campaign is called Cook for the Cure, and you can go # Cook for the Cure on social media and check out what's available. But, you know, everything that's sold through October 31st, they're going to donate a minimum $450,000, but possibly more to the Susan G. Komen Foundation Cook for the Cure program. So they can go to the show notes on my website and see a picture of the pink mixer that they sell. So if you like need some equipment for your home, KitchenAid, you know, a longtime brand in the kitchen appliances. So they're doing some good deeds for breast cancer awareness as well.
I'm looking at the picture of the mixer that you're talking about. Rick, are you a big cook? Do you use mixers in the kitchen often?
I don't. My wife does occasionally. We actually have a pink mixer. I don't know if it's part of this foundation, but we got one from our wedding years ago. And I don't know why we got a pink mixer, but now I kind of see it's kind of trendy to have these pink products. So, no, you don't want anything I bake, so you do not want to taste.
Rick Limpert is with us on 640 WGST, as he is every Friday afternoon. On Twitter, you can follow him. His handle is Rick Roswell. I know that you and I are big fan of cheeses. We love our artisanal cheeses, and Sartori cheese an artisan cheesemaker in Wisconsin, a part of the world that you love, is also helping out with Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
They are. They make a pink cheese with a little peppermint thrown in. It's really good. I'd like to mention this because I met some people from Sartori Cheese on one of my trips up to Wisconsin this summer, and really nice people, great cheese manufacturer. Of course, in Wisconsin, that's what they make up there. But this cheese has got pink packaging, and it's available at retailers around the country or online at sartoricheese.com, and they're doing some good things for breast cancer awareness as well.
It is a hand-rubbed cheese with crushed peppermint candy. The cheese dons a vibrant pink packaging, available for purchase at specialty retailers across the country and online as well. They will ship it to you, Rick. That's awesome.
I want to order this. That sounds really good. You like that cheese, that sharp cheddar or that sharp cheese flavor with a little peppermint thrown in? That, to me, that says the holidays.
Absolutely. Chatting with Rick Limpert as we do a little bit after 1 o'clock every Friday. Pink tools. I know a few pink tools, actually. talk about these pink tool kits that start as low as just under $20 at apollotools.com.
Yeah, let's hope none of those pink tools work at the Building of Death down there. Yeah, apollotools.com, and they have toolkits. Apollo Tools makes quality tools, and they have toolkits starting as low as $17.95. So really, for any member of the family, these make great gifts. They have pink cases. They have pink tools. And again, they're donating some proceeds to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So I guarantee you, you'll probably be the only guy in your neighborhood to have these pink tools if you order one of these kits.
And something cool about Apollo Tools is the Breast Cancer Research Foundation is not an organization that they support just 1 month out of the year. They actually do a lot for them all throughout the year. Make sure you hit up apollotools.com and check out some of the toolkits that you can buy. Talk about these tennis rackets. I know tennis is a big passion of yours. Love covering it, and you're kind of all in the mix. Tell us about these tennis rackets going pink.
It is, and Technifiber, one of the top 10 tennis racket manufacturers, company on the rise. They actually met me here in Atlanta last week and were showing me some of the pinkish rackets they have for breast cancer awareness. And what's great about these rackets is they're made specifically for women. It's very rare that you get tennis manufacturer companies making rackets specifically for women, but more shock absorption. They're lighter, more comfortable, and along with the pink trim and feminine colors on them. Women love these rackets. My mother-in-law was in town this week, and she wanted to take that racket back home with her. But tennis rackets for the ladies from Technifiber, this is a win-win on the tennis court.
Lighter and more comfortable. Those are two things that I'm hoping to be someday, Rick.
You are, Sully. When you wear those Adidas tracksuit jackets that you wear, that just shows me you're light and comfortable looking and you're ready for the weekend.
I wear large and dark clothing to try and conceal the mistakes that I've made in both eating and drinking over the years, Rick.
Sully, you've learned from your mistakes. You're moving forward. You should be commended for that.
Rick is at an undisclosed Starbucks location in North Fulton. Are you having a grande Americano with rooms today, Rick?
No, I got a black tall ice. But tell you, it's not undisclosed anymore because somebody came up to me this week and said, you're the guy on the Sully Show, and they asked me, is this the undisclosed Starbucks? And I had to, I didn't want to plead the fifth. I had to come clean with that. So, yes, undisclosed Starbucks is no longer undisclosed, at least for one of your listeners.
Well, that is a discovery right there, running into a Sully Show listener. That's quite miraculous, actually, Rick.
No, they're all around. So you got to get out more and meet them.
Rick is also the author of the new sports travel book. It's called The Fam Trip Field Guide. You can get it on the Kindle store at Amazon.com. It's also available in paperback at the bookpatch.com. Rick Roswell is his handle on Twitter, and be sure to check out Rick's website, ricklimpert.info. Thank you as always, and good work this week as per usual.
Thanks, Ali, and a full report on Jacksonville next week. And we're also, as a teaser, we're going to go back to the future next week.
Ooh, I like that. All right, that's Limpert Tech, Sully Show, Talk Radio 640 WGSD. Even if you've just had us on as background noise for the last 10 minutes, please bring your ears as close as you possibly can to the speakers now and give us your undivided attention as we get cooking with Paula Deen.